Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Got to start thinking outside the box. Yeah. We got to become thinkers again, mm-hmm. because you don't really have to think anymore. I mean, you really don't. All you got to know is what app to get and, you know, what button to push. And it's like they're wanting you not to think anymore. But understand, God's giving you something between your ears, and he will speak to you in your heart that will cause your mind to begin to ponder what's happening. And as you pray in your heart and pray to the Lord about what's going on, he'll begin to reveal to you what you need to do. And God speaks in so many different ways, and we're seeing dreams, we're seeing visions, we're seeing just coming out of a personal abiding time with the Lord that day. We're seeing, and God, this is what God's going to do. God's going to differentiate between those who are truly are his and those who are not. And the purpose of that is not to, as a proud purpose, but the purpose is so you can become one of his. You can see the difference. You know, Moses said this. Moses said this, and according to the word, what he said, because God was talking about leaving. He was so upset at the condition of the Jews that came out of Egypt and what they had done and how they started turning to other gods, that he said, I'm out of here. I'm just gone. And Moses said, don't leave me out here. What's up? You know, these are your people, God. And God said this. He said, no, they're yours. God disowned. At that moment in time, he disowned the Jews. Don't tell me if we stay in rebellion, that God will say, no, they're not. They are not mine. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Jews who he made covenant with. He says, I'll just start over with you, Moses. And Moses, who had the heart of God, and obviously the Lord knew that he would say this, I guess, you know, he did, was he said, you know, what about your name? What about your name? What are they going to say that you carried, you birthed this American church and you could not bring the American church out of here? I mean, you were not, you know, this guy wasn't strong enough. I'm like, oh, you're right. You're right. I'll tell you, this is what I'm going to do, because this is what it's all about. It's about his name. It is not about you. It's not about your organization or your whatever. It's about the name of Jesus. It's about bringing glory to the Father through the Son. And because of his name and for his name's sake, he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And he continued to bring Israel out. Understand, for his name's sake, which means we got to hold on because we're going to repent. Mm-hmm. I mean, God's going to bring us to a place. But in a future program, and maybe we might get to it today, to understand when John Kerry, Secretary of State, went over to Israel and he threatened them, calling them allegedly, according to Fox News and all these CBN news, and I saw his lips saying this, I believe on the Daily Beast, maybe. But, well, that may be a different video. Definitely they're reporting, Fox News is reporting, that he threatened Israel that they were going to be an apartheid state, an apartheid state, and they were going to be eventually a third world nation. You know what that means? What is that? What did God lay on your heart when you heard those words? America is going to be a third world nation.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. You can't, whatever you do to Israel.
What's the history of that? Every time you know, America hits Israel or has any kind of policy that hurts Israel, we reap those results in our own nation.
Right.
That's why it's so important that we stand with God's covenant people.
Right, right. And so understand, all this is taking place simultaneously. And it's going to escalate. Things are going to escalate. The same hands went up June the 10th and said, things are going to escalate. You know, people are going to say things like, this has never happened before. And all these things continue to happen. It's not going to stop until we say, God, you are God. Above you, there's none other. And Jesus Christ is your Son. And I'm talking about the people that are his, not the world, not people in the world. This has nothing to do with people who have not made a decision for God. These are the ones, he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I, God, will hear from heaven and I will heal America. I understand this, that as the Israel is surrounded, and if you've been watching us on each day, don't forget we're 5:30 p.m. every day on WHBR and Christian Television Network audience at a different time. around the nation, around the world, where we're talking about, you know, Israel surrounded. Is this Ezekiel 38-39 time? You know, what's taking place? And we're making these threats. You know, we meaning our leaders, and understand we can't say, well, they're not me. But you have to understand, they got there because Americans voted them in office. They're representative government. So America voted for our leaders. So we can't say that the people in Washington, D.C. just kind of like, you know, decided they were going to just rule or something on their own. They were voted in. This is the choice that America's made. So you can say, when you see these leaders coming against Israel, that's America coming against Israel. So Israel, America has to decide, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to stand with Israel? For us, you know, VFN TV and daily radio program, we stand for God and country in that order and Israel.
And that has been decided a long time ago.
And you can find out more about that on VFNTV.com. And you got to make a decision who you're going to stand for. When you stand for God, your popularity is in heaven, not on earth. But if you settle for popularity on earth, you're not going to be popular in heaven. So you got to make up your mind. You're going to live for this life, or you're going to live faithful in this life for the life to come. And Israel, surrounded by all these nations, and we've talked about that, and hope there's some related articles to help build your knowledge in that, because we want you to think. We're telling you source after source of where we're getting this information, so you yourself can pray and abide and read and see the videos and just listen to yourself, because understand prophecies being fulfilled left and right. We just talked about a local prophecy taking place, but it's the womb of America reportedly where it's happening. So ever what happens in the womb, obviously it gets birthed into the nation. And with that, we're looking at our Secretary of State, John Kerry, who, if you go back and listen, if you've been listening, obviously you saw me talk about it. God spoke to me specifically about this man. He told me, he showed me even what time he would be speaking on the air. And we were sitting here saying, I said, he's going to speak at this time. And he came live to the world from the White House to tell everybody that this is what, this is their, I mean, he didn't say that we're fixing to do the Alinsky methodology in the Middle East. But they began this whole Alinsky methodology of trying to organize the Middle East. I mean, it's been going, but he just went hard at it, and in regards to bombing Syria and took the lead in that. But now, the reports are too, which we've reported on, that when you say, you can't just say, who is he to do that? This is who John Kerry is. He's a fellow citizen of ours, and one that the people who we voted to put in office, or somebody voted for whoever's in office, put there, selected this person. And it was your congressmen and congresswomen and your senators and your senator, your representatives who affirmed his position there. So John Kerry didn't force his way in and try to take something. You chose for him to be there by all these choices that you made. The thing is what kind of choices? If we don't like these choices, we need to make different choices in the future that have our values. Who has our values to be in leadership in the nation? We don't know. We can't tell you who to vote for, but can say you can talk to people, find out what their values are. Well, obviously, the values right now of the current administration and Secretary John Kerry is they just think Israel is just another nation. It's just another, right. You know, it's like Mexico or some other country. They don't realize it's the apple of God's eye. They don't have a perspective of that. And so many things have taken place, but the very timing, this is what the Lord showed me, that we would be, Christians and Jews, would be minimalized, right? Mm-hmm. The word minimalized.
Yeah.
We'll be degraded and seen as non-viable voices in society if what he wants to accomplish is accomplished. And now, since then, he's been doing all this. And what he just said, as a matter of fact, we have the Daily Beast is reporting that they're in a meeting where he is making threats. He made the threats about the Intifada.
Right.
He said, you don't want to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, you don't want to be, you know, the Intifada. But listen to this audio. This is a meeting taking place with John Kerry and the leaders who are negotiating how they're going to do their strategy in the Middle East. And listen to what they say about Israel.
Let's take a listen.
So the unitary state winds up either being an apartheid state with second-class citizens, or it winds up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a new state.
Okay, so
what you're looking at here in the context of that is the words that he used, and I don't think he even knew he's been recorded in the context of that, is apartheid, that Israel would be, you know, an apartheid nation. And other reports are that it would be a third world nation. And apartheid, you know, most we don't know what apartheid actually means. We know about the oppression. But what do you say that in our own minds and the minds of the world? You're comparing Israel to the British oppression that took place and the oppression that took place in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing that comes to our minds is apartheid taking place in the context of that. And that's Fox News is reporting that they had threatened that. But the definition, just so you know, of apartheid is two separate states inside of a present state where the other state is treated with not having the same rights. Mm-hmm. They're less than, and which is totally opposite because everybody in Israel has the same rights, lives on the same constitution. Not only that, that the Palestinians, they're even allowed to have their own form of government in the context of that. They're totally represented.
Yeah, they even respect their enemies. I mean, they sound alarms letting them know, hey, we're about to launch.
But there's not two states in Israel, so it cannot be an apartheid state because everybody has the same rights. What they're choosing to do is they just want to overrun Israel and destroy her and push her into the sea. They don't care, but they have the right. So it is not, that is not true. But this is the thing is, as soon as we said, you're going to go back to the 1967 borders, it was said by our president, we're going to go back to the 1960s. As soon as our John Kerry just said, you're going to be a third world nation, guess what? Mm-hmm. Unless we repent, church, let me tell you, everything that we know in America could shift, and we can be, and we're well on our way to be, a third world nation. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, forgive us for our sin, Lord God. Put godly leaders over this nation, we pray, in Jesus' name. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.